people, go.
My people. Oh, oh, oh.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane, come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane, come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day.
This is your coach, Trish Hanna, and I am happy to be a part of wherever you are and whatever you're doing on this beautiful Sunday. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This particular station is one that, of course, this is my second time being a part of, but I am so happy to be a part of this 96.9 FM dial. Your Lane Talk Show is the talk show where we educate, empower, and encourage women of all ages, and, of course, helping them to walk boldly in their lane. I'm your host, Coach Trish Hanna, and it's great to be in your company. Now, last week, we covered the topic, Faith and Family, the Foundation of a Strong Nation. And, of course, you can find the replay on YouTube. Look up Coach Trish Hanna, episode 136. Or you can go to the Guardian Radio app or Guardian Radio website, and you can find it there. Of course, you may only be able to find the audio, but nonetheless, it's a wonderful show. You would want to listen to it. All right, today we're kicking things off with something truly inspiring. Just before we get into today's actual topic, I want to interview a lady who is on a divine mission. I have with me in studio Minister Lakeisha Strawn. Now, she's soaring to new heights with her women's event titled The Gathering of Eagles Coming Out of the Nest. So everyone, please help me welcome Minister Lakeisha. How are you?
I am awesome. I am just blessed in the Lord.
That's great. I'm wonderful.
I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Before we get into me asking you questions, I want to ask you just to tell the audience a bit of what it is that you're doing. What is this about? This particular event, I don't know if this is your first, so of course you can share all of that.
Sure. My name is Minister Lakeisha. Okay. Hi, so my name is Minister Lakeisha Strawn, affectionately called Lady Million. The Lord gave me a burden, and the burden that the Lord gave me was for women. I think that one of our best testimonies is to actually experience the thing that you are going through. And I feel like experience is one of the greatest teachers. For me, I am common to pain. You know, many times in life, we take pain and crisis for something that is bad. When we experience pain and crisis, we perceive pain and crisis as if God is not with you. But I believe that it's in the crisis is where God speaks. Mm. I believe that It's in the crisis is where we gain revelation of who God is. If we take a look at Elijah had one of the most amazing experiences that biblically that we can recall. The Bible says that he defeated the prophet of Baal on Mount Carmel. And after that, he found himself underneath the juniper tree and running from Jezebel. But the revelation in that was, after the crisis, he found himself in a low place, in a silent place. But I believe that in the silence of God, it's in the voice of God. Mm. I believe sometimes when we find ourselves in a silent place, it's a place of healing and restoration. So when we look at our faults and when we look at seasons of crisis, we see it as something bad. But it's in the crisis where God begins to speak. That is where the revelation, and that's where we get to know who God truly is inside of our life.
Mm-hmm. I know you said that that he mandated this particular event for you the ministry in itself for you.
Yes.
But can you share with us that moment or experience when he actually gave you that assignment? Do you remember where you were, what you were doing?
Very vividly. I remember one day I was going about my daily chores and I was driving. I could be exact. I was coming out of a room. Mm-hmm. And as I was driving, I had my hot potty in my hands and a piece dropped on my clothes. And I bend down to pick up an airplane that was really high. And in the matter of seconds, the airplane disappeared. And I was like, why is that driving so low? And the Holy Spirit said to me, where I am taking you, I'm taking you not where men will not be able to catch you up. He said, I'm giving you wings of an eagle. He said, I'm causing you to fly. And he said that this vision that I'm giving you, I want you to speak to women that are hurting, women that are going through a crisis season, women that have been bruised and that feel hopeless, even men. You know, and one of the words that stands out to me is crisis. Crisis does not mean that God is with you, that God is not with you. Right. Crisis simply means that he is with you.
Yeah.
Because it is in the crisis that we run away from God and we run into his presence. Because crisis sometimes will take us, we feel as if it will take it out of his presence, but it takes us into the presence of God.
And I know crisis and Christ is spelled differently, but if you think about it, Christ is with you.
Yes.
But boom, ching. I thought that was
that's
good.
Good.
I thought that was a good
that's
one.
Good.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. That's now, good. The theme coming out of the nest, we know that is this powerful and symbolic, right? Because you said you saw the airplane flying above you and you was like, okay, well, this is, you know, you're soaring.
Yes.
You know, you
yes.
saw where it's soaring. Yes. But what does that mean for the women or believers? Your call to reach specifically as far as soaring and coming out of the nest.
Well,
concerned.
I'll give you the story of the entire makeup of coming out of the nest. Mm-hmm. If you know the nature of the eagle, mm-hmm. we are likened unto eagles. The eagle himself has eaglets. So what the eagle does is the eaglets is in the nest. Yeah. So there's a period where the eagle will feed the eaglets. They would nurture the eaglets to maturity. But it comes to a point where the eagle starts to stir the nest up. And when the nest is stirred up, the eagle now pushes the eagles out of the nest. Mm-hmm. And sometimes God will put us in a nest, in a safe place. Mm-hmm. We call our nests our marriages. We call our nests our workplace. We call our nests our ministry. But sometimes God got to take us to the next level. So I believe that that the eagle's nest is really a place of restoration. It's a place of healing, but sometimes we become more lazy to it. We mm-hmm. become we find ourselves in a comfort zone. So the nest, to many people, you hear people say, "I like my nest. It's my safe space." Mm-hmm. But the safe space sometimes can become your worst place.
Oh.
It could, because we become so contented. Mm-hmm. You know, we become so relaxed. So sometimes when God wants to take you to another level mm-hmm. to soar, mm-hmm. he got to now stir the nest up.
Mm.
So the gathering of eagles coming of the nest is where we were found in a safe space. It was the place where we found ourselves broken. Yeah. It was our hiding place. But when God stirs it up, then we will mount up with wings, we will fly.
And soar. Yes, I love that. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you carry the travail, right? A travail for the wounded. Yes. That's deep. And yes. That is heavy.
Yes.
Can you share what that burden feels like?
Sure. Again, everything the Lord speaks to me through visions. One of the visions that the Lord gave me a vision where I saw women. It was a group of women. They were in the hall. Mm-hmm. It was like a hallway. And as I entered the room, some of the women, some of them had umbilical cords, the baby's umbilical cords wrapped around their neck. Vision. Some of them were dilating. And as I was walking, I tried to assist, but it wasn't enough power. I didn't have enough strength for the women. And I started to ask God, I said, God, what is happening? And the Lord said to me that the midwives are out of position. The midwives are out of position because there are so many women that is carrying ministry and they're carrying destiny, but they never get to give birth to it because midwives are not in position to help them to push. And the truth be told, we have a lot of papers where they stop women from going, women and men from going forth.
Yes.
And they're called spiritual demonic midwives. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, it exists.
Midwives.
But the Lord is women of God
right.
that has the ability to push women from their place of labor into destiny, where that they will give birth, that they will give birth to destiny, give birth to purpose. So that was a yearning. And then I come across in my journey of life, I come across so many hurting women.
Yeah.
And I ask God, why? And the Lord simply said, because I have a ministry and deliverance in me to help them to come out. So that has been my desire and my plea for hurting women to help.
And you spoke about ministering to the wounded, right?
Yes.
Like you said, you saw in the vision where they couldn't. Some may even have, right?
They did. Some of them
miscarried.
Did. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so why is it so important in this season for these individuals to be stirred? And why is it that they should be to this particular event that you're having?
Well, one of the reasons why it is so important now is because the earth is groaning for it.
Mm.
The earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God.
Mm-hmm.
That is waiting for what you have on your life. You weren't just born just to exist.
Mm-hmm.
You were born for purpose. And so everyone was born for purpose. And it is so important that the callings come forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard Miles Monroe say something that was so powerful. He said, one of the most wealthiest places is the graveyard. And I believe that many times we die with visions and we die with untapped potential simply because we didn't have a midwife or we didn't have someone to push us. And we feel as if that is in the church.
Mm.
Midwives is in your workplace. See, injustice in your workplace and you could speak about it, you're a midwife.
Mm.
When you see injustice in relationship and you speak against it,
mm-hmm.
that's a midwife. When you see it going on among your children and you stop the enemy from cycling the same thing,
mm-hmm.
that's a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to bring change in a very dense place.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what should others expect within those to come within the 3 days that you have this event?
Well, what can I say? Definitely they will be empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Gifts and callings will be restored.
Yeah.
The light of God and the weight of God's glory will rest for restoration. They will have hope again.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said he came to free.
Mm-hmm.
And those that felt bound, they will be set free by the preached word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as preachers, I would say, but what I am. I'm a woman that loves God.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a passion for women. And we have two dynamic speakers. We have two voices.
Yes. Who are they?
They are Apostle Jasmine Darius from Freeport, Grand Bahama. Is a shaker.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to get heaven's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Apostle Regina Martin from mm-hmm. Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
She's in government there, and she has a powerful anointing for deliverance.
Wow.
So I believe that God strategically placed three of us in it. I am one that was touched with pain.
Yeah.
And then we have the second that can be. Then we have the third, who is Jasmine Darius, who will close it all up.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, I want to say that you ladies and ladies, because it's a...
Gentlemen as well?
Yes. Okay. The gathering of eagles coming out of the nest is all happening this week, July 15th to the 17th, at the Courtyard by Mass Bay and Nassau Street. Guest speakers are Apostle Regina Martin, Apostle Jasmine Darius, with intercessors, Ministers Jennifer Smith, Hope Lines, and Pastor Samantha Maxwell.
Yes.
With Minister Lakeisha Strawn as the host. She says she preaches, says she ain't no good preacher, but if she had that in her belly, it's coming forth, and that message will be for you. It's 7 p.m. nightly, and it's absolutely
free.
Free!
And we'll have gifts and surprises.
So you want to head on down there, okay? And of course, for further information,
you can contact me at 467-2467. Or my email is lakeshea.strawn@yahoo.com.
All right. So I actually have the flyer on the screen for those who can watch via Facebook. So you're able to see the flyer there for any further information. All right. So thank you so much, Minister Lakeisha. May God continue and the works of your hand. I look forward to hearing. And in fact, let me try to come out one night to your event. All right. Thank
Please
you.
Thank
We're going to take a break. And just right after our break, of course, you will get to hear what we're talking about today. Your daddy ain't your daddy, but your daddy don't know. Right here on Guardian Talk Radio.
To turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled out with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane, discovering pathways to progress.
Germs. But with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucayah Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96 in the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to bring fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote mental and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent health care, primary health care for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL. Emmanuel Medical Center, helping you achieve wellness.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling thirsty or just a little woodsy, Eric brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Eric. It's not just a scent, it's a nature moment. DQ Bahamas invites you to make a difference this Miracle Treat Day 2025. Help children in the Bahamas battling hard conditions by simply enjoying a sweet treat. Here's how. Purchase a Blizzard coupon before July 24th or buy a Blizzard on Miracle Treat Day from every sale goes directly to the Sir Victor Sassoon Bahamas Heart Foundation. Your support helps fund life-saving heart surgeries and heart health education. Let's bring healing and hope one blizzard at a time. Visit your nearest DQ Bahamas today.
Back to school starts at Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store. We've got it all. Shirts, blouses, pants, and cotton school shirts where the official logo is embroidered right on the chest. Shop early and get 10% off all ready-made uniforms and uniform fabrics. Visit us at number 107 Mackey Street or call 393-0758. 393-0758. Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, where quality meets value.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Back to your Lane Talk Show. I am your host, Coach Trish Hannah. And today's show, episode 137, Your Daddy Ain't Your Daddy, But Your Daddy Don't Know. Okay? And it's brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Emmanuel Medical Center, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, Tropical Gyros, DQ Bahamas, and Everyday Empowerment Ministries is coming out of the nest event. All right. Now, just before the show, once again, I just let you know that there are lots of ways that we can be heard today. Guardian 96.9 FM dial, channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612. You can also watch us on the Guardian Radio app for Android or Apple, a website www.guardiantalkradio.com. You can also watch us on Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching, or YouTube, Coach Trish Hannah. All right. Now, buckle up, Bahamas, because we're about to switch gears and get into some real-life drama that would make even Murray pull up a chair, okay? Now, today's topic is a spicy one. Like I said, this more spicy than crab soup, the good crab soup. Your daddy ain't your daddy, but your daddy don't know. We're talking about paternity. For those who don't know, the flyer may not have made mention of it specifically, but for those who know the song, know how this thing go. What is it? What are the legal consequences? And how does it impact families? And joining me in studio is a no-nonsense, right? No-nonsense attorney, Sherita Forbes. All right, she looks serious. That's it right there, because she's no-nonsense. And trust me, she's here to bring the facts and not feelings, right, Sherita?
Exactly.
So if you've ever raised an eyebrow at a child who just don't look like nobody in the family, or you've ever heard someone whisper during the christening, all right, this segment is specifically for you. Now, if you have been in this situation before, you could go right ahead and call if you want to call. All right, the numbers to call, you could text 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, or 323-6232 or 325-4316 if you want to share your story. And if you know someone, I got to be factual, no calling names. Call in and share your story, all right? Now, I want to introduce our guest, Attorney Sherita Forbes, a powerhouse in the legal field with over 20 years of experience at the Bahamas. She earned her LLB or honors in law and politics from the University of Wales, Cardiff, and was called to both the Bar of England and Wales and the Bahamas in 2004. Her legal journey began at the Office of the Attorney General, where she prosecuted criminal cases before transitioning into civil litigation. Today, she is the founder of Temple Law Chambers, specializing in family law, civil matters, and more. Beyond the courtroom, though, she's a dedicated community mentor, a lover of travel, and a fashion enthusiast. Trust me, before she came in, she said, "Now, y'all got to make sure I look good." All right? That's just her. Hello, Sherita, and welcome once again, because you know you've been down the road with me on the next side, yeah. And you're here with us for the first time on Guardian Radio. Thanks for being a part of your lane again.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Good evening, Bahamas.
Good evening. Now, Sherita, what is paternity fraud, and how common is, based on your experience in family law?
Okay, paternity fraud is where a mother of a child actually allows or deceives the father into believing that he is the biological father of this child. Mm. And she does so knowing that is a possibility that he is not, or she already knows that he is not, but she continues to do so in any event. And as a result of her representations or action steps to assume the full responsibility of being the biological father of that child.
My God.
So basically, it is based in deceit and dishonesty. Mm. And the court has looked at the tort of deceit in fashioning the elements that are required to be met in order to say that a paternity fraud has existed or is in existence.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a case, a most recent case, mm-hmm. in the Bahamas, which was determined by Justice Denise Lewis Johnson, mm-hmm. in the Supreme Court. It's RCS Senior versus T.S. Neeby. It's 2022, but the decision came out this year. And it has rocked the legal profession. Mm-hmm. I would have done a case prior to this in the magistrate court, and there are some similarities but some differences with regards to when it involves a married couple, mm-hmm. as opposed to when it involves a single couple or person, the child that is born out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so you stated two cases per se, but is this something that people actually go to law firms and complain about? Do they go to the police and complain about? Where do they state their cases?
I can't say for sure, but based on my experience in the 20 years that I've had, mm-hmm. when I first began in the AG's office, there was a young man who brought a criminal complaint against a young lady because she put his name on the document stating that he was the father of a child. Mm-hmm. And he says that he was not the father of a child, but she committed fraud. And so she was being charged with the offense of, I think it was proffering a fraudulent document to a government agent, mm-hmm. or a government agency, penal code. But this is something that is prevalent in the Bahamas. It just, most men, they cry in silence, mm. rather than bring it to the forefront and make it known. After having worked in the AG's office, I started my practice, mm-hmm. in 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. And I remember actually walking into, I think it was the magistrate court, it was Carolyn Vogt Evans was the magistrate, Carolyn Vogt Evans. She was the magistrate at the time in Victoria Court. And there was a gentleman who had just discovered that his child, the child that he had for 10 years, he had just discovered during DNA, because at that time, DNA was just becoming something that was used. Yeah. And so he had just discovered that he was not the father of this child, and this was 10 years later. The same thing in this case here that was by determined by Justice Lewis Johnson. This case, the father's discovering 12 years later. So, you know, this is something, like I say, most men cry in silence. But there has been studies that have shown in Jamaica based on a written document, paper by my learned colleague, Mr. Henfield, Reynard Henfield. He has stated that there was studies in Jamaica that shows that this is very prevalent there. And I think if we were to really do a study in the Bahamas, we would see how...
So let me ask, what are the legal rights of men who discovers this? Hey, after years, I've been investing in this child financially and my time and all these other things. And then they find out that that child is not biologically theirs. I mean, what rights do they have?
Okay. Now, remember I said that there's two ways. There are two different issues or two different streams of dealing with this. One is in the magistrate court when you're dealing with children who are born out of wedlock. And then the second one is with the Supreme Court when you're dealing with persons who are going through a divorce and it's because of the breakdown of a marriage. So Justice Lewis Johnson's case dealt with the breakdown of the marriage. And what she did is section 25, I think. It's the financial section of the matrimony, which allows the court to make a determination based on the deceit of the mother. Once it has been determined that she has deceived the father, and this is the first case in the Bahamas of this kind that has been determined and is recorded, this decision is recorded. My decision was not recorded in magistrate court. But this one, what she did with this gentleman, he sued and he asked for $100 per month for the 12 years. So that was over $40,000+. And she stated that what she would do is give him half of that. Because a portion of, because half the time that he spent with this child, he had the joy of, at that time, even though it was unknowingly acting as a father, he had the joy of being a father to that child for those 12 years. Even though his whole life came crashing down once assured that he was not the father of this child. So she halved the damages and gave him, I think it was something like $21,000 or $22,600 or something like that. Now, the next thing is, she said that, she, even though she said that that was what she was given for him because that was all he asked for, she made sure, she outlined that anything with regards to taking care of that child, she doesn't see any reason why he should not be reimbursed once those things are claimed. So I'm quite sure that there will be other lawyers who will, if this situation was to arise again, when they make their claim, they will make their claim for those other things, such as school fees, books and all the school supplies, educational, just educational supplies, because you know that's a part of what the court would look at, that the child is entitled. Any medicals, dental, optical, those things, you know, those things, these are the things that parents are expected to spend with regards to taking care of their child. So she's saying that these are available as damages which can be reimbursed back to the father who was deceived. Now, that's the Supreme Court. But difficult because, firstly, whereas the Supreme Court and the Matrimonial Causes Act allow the courts to look at this issue, look at this issue from the financial perspective in dealing with child support maintenance for the child of the marriage. On the other hand, when it comes to children who are born out of wedlock, the father, he doesn't automatically have right to go to the magistrate court to claim anything.
Mm.
And that's the problem that, yeah, hold on, because I see
your
face. I see your
face. Okay, go ahead.
Let me start by saying, firstly, Robinson versus Duncombe, I think that was determined in 2015, I think, by former Chief Justice Stephen Isaacs.
Mm-hmm.
And he had determined basically that men who are fathers of children born out of wedlock do not have the right to come to the magistrate court automatically and apply for access to their children.
Mm.
And so as a result of that, the only thing that the man in that situation can do is apply through the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, this is the same thing. The only thing he can do is apply to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Actions do he have? Now, there is something in the Status of Children Act and in the Child Protection Act, which basically states that you can apply for a declaration of paternity.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in this case, declaration of non-paternity, stating that he is not the father of the child, but still that doesn't say, oh, he can apply once this is determined by the courts, he can apply for anything else. So he would actually, this is where our law is deficient. He would actually have to make an application under basically the civil jurisdiction and then the court will make a determination that this matter should be in the family courts. Because the thing is, there is a child involved.
Yeah.
The name of that child is involved. You cannot have that out there.
Yeah.
Because this is going to affect the child later on.
Absolutely.
So you have to protect. So as a result of that, this is where the deficiency in our law is. And we need to have those changes. We need to have Parliament making those changes.
Mm.
Now, with regards to the magistrate court matter that I had, what we did, the magistrate and I, that was Sandra D. Gardner,
mm-hmm.
we had serious, serious intellectual discourse on how it was that we were supposed to be able to, I could bring this action with regard to my matter, because the gentleman was saying from Jump Street, this child is not mine. Now, you know, what the court does is when a woman brings a man to the court,
mm-hmm.
they say, do you accept paternity?
Mm-hmm.
If he says no, then the court would go through a laundry list of sections that have been laid out in the Status of Children Act to determine whether he should be determined to be the putative father. And this is if... a DNA test is not done. But now, this one we in this Child Protection Act, the magistrate is allowed to say, I would order a blood test or a DNA test.
Yeah.
Now, if he refuses under Section 2,
mm-hmm.
based on the Status of Children Act, there are a number of things under that act that they would look at to determine whether this child if the man would be determined to be the putative father of this child.
Yeah. So let me stop you right there. I need to know real quick. This is because curious minds wondering, what are the legal consequences of the women who knowingly who knowingly lie on or about the paternity of the child? Like I stumble in now because I'm trying to find a way to word it. Like they know.
I know what you're saying.
Like what are the legal consequences for them?
That's what I'm saying here. What we have now, we don't have per se, as I said, the gentleman, if he knows that, we don't really have any laws to really address this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we have is, like I said, one was proffering under the code, you can have proffering a fraudulent document
mm-hmm.
to a government agency, right? That's under our penal code if the person wants to go that route. Whether you would be successful or not, we have not tried it as yet, but it's available. But what is available is a civil action right now, but the courts, we're asking for, what we as lawyers are doing is we're asking for Parliament to address this. Because these issues should not be in the civil court. Mm-hmm. But he would be able to bring the action in the first instance in the civil court.
And I don't know. I'm sure. Go ahead.
Sorry. One thing is Justice Lewis' ruling did state that these matters should be in the family court, not in the civil court. Okay. Because it has already been tried in other countries in the civil courts. And it has been determined that these matters are not. They do not belong in the civil court. They belong in the family court.
Does paternity fraud impact custody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Let me start by
child support, inheritance, all
yes,
that. Yes,
all of this.
It's
a plethora of things that occur. Okay, for one. In this case, this gentleman, he ceased acting as father to this child. Mm. He is hurt. He is hurt because he's now just found out that the child that he loved for 12 years is no longer, it's not his child. Mm-hmm. He's been loving this child. He's been putting into this child. He's been spending time with this child. So there's mental, psychological, physical damage. Mm-hmm. So, of course, yes, it causes that, you know. And what I like about what Justice Lewis did was she actually, because she said, there will be persons who will meet this gentleman and who do not know the situation. And they will be asking him, How is your son?
Yeah.
And how is he supposed to deal with that?
Yeah.
That is painful for him to deal with. There's the issue of the child himself. Mm-hmm. Because now, I'm 12 years old. This man was my daddy. His parents was my grandparents. Mm-hmm. His sisters and brothers were my aunts and uncles. Their children were my first cousins. Mm-hmm. And now I'm finding out that has all been erased. That is psychological trauma to the child. He has lost his identity. And that is one of the issues that she dealt with, because she ordered for this woman to also pay for him to have counseling.
That's needed.
Of course it is. I think the man needs counseling too. No, she paid. She ordered for the man, for the woman to pay for the child to have counseling.
Right. And the man needs counseling.
The man needs counseling as well. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was awesome that she ordered. She took care of this child's name, because don't forget now, one of the key component and the key issue of all of these matters when you're dealing with child support and maintenance and dealing with the child is what is in the best interest of the child.
Yeah.
That is the paramount concern for the courts.
Yeah. So now I have something that I want to give out there to my listening audience. If a man raises, and of course you know the answer, if a man raises a child for years, like in Sharita's case, 12 years or more, believing that the child is his, but later finds out through DNA testing that he isn't the biological father. Now, should he stop being a father to that child or continue in the role? That is a very tough question. I want to know. I want to hear from you. Why or why not? The WhatsApp number is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Why do you think that this person should continue, or why they shouldn't continue fathering that child? You can give us a call, 323-6232. Our Facebook audience, you can answer as well. All right? This is wow. I'll give you my answer right after this break. Stay tuned.
Back to school starts at Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store. We've got it all. Shirts, blouses, pants, pleated skirts, and cotton school shirts where the official logo is embroidered right on the chest. Shop early and get 10% off all ready-made uniforms and uniform fabrics. Visit us at number 107 Mackey Street or call 393-0758. 393-0758. Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store, where quality meets value.
DQ Bahamas invites you to make a difference this Miracle Treat Day 2025. Help children in the Bahamas battling hard conditions by simply enjoying a sweet treat. Here's how. Purchase a Blizzard coupon before July 24th or buy a Blizzard on Miracle Treat Day, and $2 from every sale goes directly to the Sir Victor Sassoon Bahamas Heart Foundation. Your support helps fund life-saving heart surgeries and heart health education. Let's bring healing and hope one Blizzard at a time. Visit your nearest DQ Bahamas today. Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Airwick has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Airwick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Airwick, it's not just a scent. It's a nature moment.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote and encourage physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent health care, primary health care for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL. Emmanuel Medical Center, helping you achieve wellness.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com. Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, welcome back. Just before our break, the question was asked. Wally, you ain't never teach me how to answer this phone. I see the phone ringing. So I don't know what I should be doing. So tell me what to do, please. Click it. Your Lane Talk Show. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Listen to me, Mom. What you're saying is, I am a product of what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
I had thought I had fathered a son, a boy. Mm-hmm. I have given that son my name. His uncle also has the same name as me. And we later on found out that his real father had the same name as me.
Oh, Jesus.
So I thought I had a junior. When I brought the little boy home to my mom, she looked at him. My mother told me that's not the boy, that's your boy, that's your son.
Jeez.
My sister then was upset. Why are you telling him that? This is the next thing, right? So what I did, I had stopped really giving the young lady funds for the boy.
Mm-hmm.
So she took me to court. That's when they had the child support court in Victoria Garden with Mr. Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gomez was the magistrate then in Victoria Garden. You there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Gomez said, did you sleep with a young lady? I said, yes. Did you have any protection? I said, no. He said, get a woman $30 a week, man. So I did that for quite a few years, well, you know, until my sister was taking some of my niece and nephews away. And she, because the boy already became a part of our family, coming around on the weekends mm-hmm. and different things like that. She said, tell him it's cool and ask his mommy if he has a passport. She'd want to take him away to the children for the summer. He came back the next weekend and told my sister that his mommy said he'd go and Andres his daddy. So that's what raised my head up. That foreign weekend, I took it upon myself. I took him on Collins Avenue to do the DNA myself.
Yeah.
Come to find out, he was down about 7, that he was in my chart. But he never knew that. He died believing that I was his father.
Oh, Lord.
His mommy knows knew because I show his mommy and his grandma was a big deaconess in the church. I show all that. But he never knew that. He died.
And you were still
believing
taking
that
care
I was
him.
His father. I
still
never stopped
him.
Taking care of him.
My God. Thank you
never,
so much.
Never. I never said, boy, you're my child cover. I got married.
My eyes watering.
And he stayed with me for a couple of years. But you know when they reached that 17, 18, they try to get a little managed because he know dying his mommy.
Yeah.
So I had to send him back to his mommy. But I never, ever stopped taking care of him.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. May God continue to bless you. Thank you for calling in to your Lane Talk Show. Blessings to you. I just want to read also some of the inputs that were given as well. On Facebook, it says, I know a situation. He should continue being a father because the child has no say in the matter. The person also says, if you love that child, the love shouldn't stop. And then another person stated, I would say to continue with supporting the child. The investment of love has already been laid. This male support may be the only real and lasting one that child may have. This is indeed a very difficult situation, but I believe that the Lord will reward that male in the end. And I believe, sir, that you were absolutely rewarded and will continue to be rewarded for honoring and being the father figure to that child. Y'all know I dairy, right? I am very emotional, Sharita. Sharita, what advice would you give to men who may be uncertain about paternity but are afraid of the emotional or legal backlash of asking for a DNA test? Now, we only got 5 minutes, so I don't know if you're able to share that within a minute span.
Well, there's only one of two ways you could deal with it. Either you suck it up and continue to take care of the child, as the gentleman who was just on the line said that he did, or you face the music and go and get the DNA test. I must state that if you do get the DNA test and it is something that you're not willing to continue with, you have 1 year within which to bring an action against the young lady, firstly for a declaration for non-paternity, and you can also ask for other things, such as if you want to have reimbursement, you can ask for that, as well as you can also ask for your name to be removed from the birth certificate records at the birth and death section of the Registrar General Department.
Hmm. Do you think that males, or it should be mandatory for males to take a paternity test prior to going to the registrar?
Well, the thing is, there's two ways. One, with regards to married couples, it is automatically assumed that the child mm-hmm. is the child of the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the husband has some doubt, then he can go and do so. The courts will not interfere with that.
Mm-hmm.
But with regards to things like single parents, children born out of wedlock, I think that it should become mandatory, as well as you have to understand that there are issues of immigration now, where immigration is requiring those children who are claiming fathers are, you know, behemoths, but foreign mothers, they have to also take DNA tests. So it's required. It should be required.
Thank you so much for being a part of your Living Talk show today. You've been a blessing. Real quick, can you share where people can reach you in the event that they want to speak further about this matter or any matters pertaining to this?
I'm at Temple Law Chambers. My telephone number is 677-9418. I'm on Jay Lally.
Imagine thinking you're a father for 10 or 15 years, investing your time and money and love, only to find out the child isn't biologically yours. Woo! Or imagine being the child who grows up one day to discover the man you call daddy all your life isn't yours. My God. This conversation isn't about shaming anyone. It's about truth, healing, and accountability. We're lifting the lid off some hard realities because we believe families deserve honesty and children deserves clarity, yes. Right? So thank you so much for being my guest once again, Attorney Sherita Forbes. Thank you to my listening audience. Thank you for the caller and for those who have participated and engaged with us on Facebook and text. My producer, Wally, thank you so much for helping me out today. To Your Lane sponsors, Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Emmanuel Medical Center, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, Tropical Gyros, DQ Bahamas, and Everyday Empowerment Ministries, the Gathering of Eagles Coming Out of the Nest event. All right, next week, the topic is the business and boldness of being a female Bahamian artist. You want to stay tuned for that next week. We got two Bahamian artists talking about their journey. I pray that you were all empowered, encouraged, and educated today on this show. And until next time, happy Sunday, everyone. God bless you.